Charlottesville, Virginia is still reeling from last weekend's violent protest initiated by a rally of white supremacist groups. Ohio has a close connection with a Toledo area man charged with murder after allegedly driving into a crowd of counter-protesters. WOSU looks into the long history of hate groups in Ohio. Earlier this week, before a press conference, the U.S. Attorney for Ohio's Southern District, Ben Glassman, did something unexpected. He spoke out against the violence in Charlottesville.
One civilian was killed and two police officers died in the line of duty.
Then he pointed to the history of the Department of Justice and why it was created in 1870.
Was to investigate and prosecute domestic terrorism by the Ku Klux Klan. That was under the leadership of President Ulysses Grant, a native of the Southern District of Ohio.
The Klan has a long history in Ohio. That's according to Paul Becker, a professor of sociology at the University of Dayton, who started researching the KKK and other hate groups in Ohio back in the 90s.
You know, reading their newsletters, trying to understand things from their perspective.
And for his research, he attended a number of hate group rallies.
I know in the 1990s, there was a Klan group that had a goal one year to hold a rally in every county in the state.
At these and other demonstrations, Becker says, contrary to common stereotypes, many of these participants are well-spoken and educated, and they know how to attract media attention to help them spread their message.
They know that if they hold a rally, that they're going to have the counter-protesters. There's always going to be the chance for violence, and that's what they're hoping for.
According to the Southern Poverty Law Center, 35 known hate groups are located in Ohio. There are churches that promote anti-Semitism and anti-LGBT ideology, black separatists and anti-Muslim groups, and of course, white supremacists. But it's hard to track their activity and to know for sure how big these groups are and if there are others. Becker says the available data relies on reports from the media and law enforcement.
So there could be activity in rural areas that maybe don't get the media attention or aren't getting the coverage or attention, so they may be missed.
For years, the KKK has gone out at night to distribute recruitment flyers in counties throughout Ohio. But Becker says it's not clear how many people are involved.
So again, that could be 5 or 10 individuals that are identifying themselves as a Klan group and are trying to get a message out. There could be one person, or it could be 100, it could be 200.
According to the Department of Safety, the rate of hate crimes in Ohio is twice the national average and has been climbing steadily since 2012. Becker says that doesn't necessarily point to hate groups.
The research that was being done on who was committing hate crimes, most of those weren't affiliated with organizations.
The internet has been instrumental in helping hate groups organize. The world's most visited neo-Nazi website, The Daily Stormer, was started by a man from Worthington, and for years the site received mail at a Worthington address. When it comes to the events in Charlottesville, Becker says it's important to understand that the impetus for this big alt-right and white supremacist gathering was the removal of the statue of a Confederate general, Robert E. Lee. That's because these groups don't tend to agree on much or work together.
Extremist movements have always been splintered. So I think anything that can bring them together could potentially be dangerous.
As cities like Baltimore and Lexington, Kentucky call for the hastened removal of their Confederate statues, Becker says it's likely we'll see more public demonstrations by these groups. Ohio has several Confederate monuments, most of which are small placards. The largest are two cemeteries for Confederate soldiers, including Camp Chase here in Columbus. Officials say there have been no efforts to remove any relics there. Esther Honig, WOSU News.